Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
And on this 11th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the country commemorating, and of course, no shortage of events around our region as well.
Yes, they actually began over the weekend in the Capital Region, and they'll continue today. Perhaps most notably, there'll be a Fire Department of New York remembrance ceremony at the WTC Gallery in the State Museum in downtown Albany. And that'll begin at 8:46 a.m., just before the commemoration of the time when the plane struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center 11 years ago. Today, there'll be about 75 members and retirees from the New York City Fire Department's Engine 6 Fire Company there with family and friends, and they'll observe 6 minutes of silence in sync with some ceremonies going on in New York City at Ground Zero, which will be low-key also, where politicians won't be speaking. They'll just be very quiet and low-key. And that'll be the case around the region in Albany also. There'll be memorial service at the Albany International Airport. There'll be some other events at the American Legion Post in East Greenbush and at the Albany County Courthouse, where the Unified Court System will pay tribute to heroic efforts by officers who perished in New York City 11 years ago. And that's sort of the tone around the region as many events, and we have a list in today's paper, will be taking place.
Well, those of you that travel the North Way will be a bit relieved today, as there's been an announced finishing of some construction on a bridge that many cross over in the morning.
Yeah, more than 115,000 vehicles cross the Thaddeus Kosciuszko Bridge, or better known maybe as the Twin Bridges, which links Albany and Saratoga County. And the good news is that both directions of the Twin Bridges will be open during rush hour this morning and for the rest of the week. This is really a major thoroughfare, and it makes a great challenge to the Department of Transportation when they have to do roadway resurfacing on such a heavily trafficked bridge. They were supposed to be doing it over the weekend, and they will do it for the next 5 weekends and have it reopened to all the traffic on Monday morning at 5 a.m., but apparently ran into some problems with some steel plates that weren't going into place exactly as they had planned, and it caused some havoc yesterday, and it was down to one lane in each direction using the southbound bridge during the morning rush hour, and it was only one lane open on the northbound bridge going home yesterday afternoon, but authorities say things are back to normal, and it's going to cost $29 million. They'll do the northbound bridge this fall, and next spring they'll get to do it all over again for the southbound lanes.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you, of course, can go to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, David.